What if I told you that there is a secret to making your customers fall in love with your product? That there is a way to know what exactly they want, when they want it, and how to give it to them. Sounds too good to be true, right? Well, it's not a secret, it's the data. And that is what we are going to discuss in today's video. Welcome back to the CS Mentor Podcast, All Things Customer Success. My name is Ankit, and in this video, we are going to talk about the importance of data and customer success operations. Customer success operations teams collect, analyze, and use data to improve the customer experience. They track customer behavior and interactions with the product. They also monitor customer satisfaction and gather feedback to understand what's working and what's not. With the right data, CS Ops team can make data-driven decisions to improve the overall customer experience. Now you may ask, what kind of tools and technologies are used for this purpose? Well, there are multiple of them. For example, you can use customer feedback platforms, something like SurveyMonkey, GetFeedback, or Qualtrics, to collect feedback from your customers. You can use analytics platform like Mixpanel, Pendo, or Amplitude to track customer behavior and interactions with your product. These tools can help you understand how your customers are using your product and what they need from you. Obviously, this data is also made available to the CSMs using customer success platforms like Gainsight, Totengo, Churn Zero, or Zapskill. Now, here is also an interesting thing. Using and relying only on data can be sometimes dangerous. Data is only good as people who are interpreting it. And if you're not careful, you can misinterpret the data and can make decisions that can harm your business. Additionally, some companies might prioritize collecting the data over providing excellent customer support. This can lead to lack of empathy, and that's not what we want in customer success. Now, you might ask, how do you strike a balance between data-driven decisions and customer empathy? Well, I have a story for you, and let me tell you about it. A few years ago, there was a software company who was struggling to retain customers. They had some data that showed that the customers were churning because of a particular feature, but they didn't know actually what was the problem. So CSOps teams decided to run a survey, and they reached out to some of the customers. And what they found, that there was a feature which was not understandable by the customers. It was creating confusion, and that is why, you know, customers were churning. So they went back to the product team, redefined the product module, and created a new onboarding material. Later on, they were able to reduce churn with this method. So in the world of customer success, data is the king. It's the key to understanding your customers, predicting their needs, and delivering a product that exceeds expectation. But data alone is not enough, guys. To truly provide excellent support, you need to combine data with empathy. You need to listen to your customers, understand their pain points, and go above and beyond to make them happy. As CS professionals, it's our job to create extraordinary experiences for our customers so that they remember it for the years to come. If you found this video useful, please make sure that you hit the subscribe button below for more great content. And don't forget to click on the bell icon to stay up to date on the latest video. Thanks for watching. This is Ankit, and signing off.